The plan now is to continue working with this to continue working with the same case, but we'll do it in a somewhat different way, because we'll use another technique that's often used in order to understand the maybe not only requirements but also the conditions that a system will work under, and which gives you an opportunity to discuss limitations to how a system works, for instance. And what we what we'll do there then is to do what we call a packed analysis. The packed analysis is well described in Benyon's book called, what's the name of this book? Designing Interactive Systems. It's pretty straightforward. It's a very good book that you will use as a course book in the course next spring that goes deeper into the methodologies that you are going to use. What we're doing now is just to taste a little bit on the different methods and try to follow a user-centered process by applying some of these methods. And one of the methods, as I said, they are talking about there are this packed analysis. PACT stands for people, activities, contexts, and technologies. And all these are, of course, elements that needs to be addressed in order to make a good and a useful system. There is also a reason for this, because a lot of the same stuff is mentioned in the standard definition. Have you gone through this? This is the basic... you know this one, right? This is the somewhat unified definition we have of usability today. The ISO 9 International Standardization Organization's number something, 9241 part 11, which then defines usability as to the extent to which a product can be used by specified users. We are already beginning to close in on specified users, and to achieve specific goals. We've tried to touch that as well now. With effectiveness, efficiency, and satisfaction in a specified context of use. This is what it says. I won't go into all these things in detail. The point is, we're describing someone that has a goal in a context. I could also say with the technology, because we usually have some kind of an idea about the technology. We're usually not completely free there. So we are touching these things. These are the important terms that we have to look at. Doing a packed analysis means to try to, based on the conceptual system we have, the idea about the system that we already have, because we have some ideas, right? We have this, we're going to make this learning management system now. We have some ideas about who is going to use it, what it's going to do, under what, in what connection is it going to be performed, and what technologies are going to be used. So we have the input here now, but we need to structure it and we need to think a little bit more about them. For instance, based on what we now know about the system, how can we describe people? How do they range on something? Are they all well functioning, high functioning cognitively and motorically, or are there specific things we need to keep in mind in our user group? Did any one of that come up when you thought about this system? That is something you need to describe, because that puts not only limitations but leads us towards some system solutions. Are they all, well, physically, psychologically, are all well functioning intellectually? Are there special needs there we need to take care of? We're close to, of course, universal design problems here. And also expertise. So, for instance, what you describe here on people would be very different probably from your system compared to should we call it, let's say you're making some system for people who do economic management or something like that. Well, or if you trade on if you're a stockbroker, or well, then you know that these people have special abilities, so you don't need to design a system for complete novices, maybe. So if you're making a support system for skilled user, it will be very different from a system that you make for unskilled operators. So these are examples of things you need to think about under the people umbrella. Activities. One group of activities has to do with time and the sequence of actions. Often referred to as temporal aspects. Activities that are to be performed, do they happen a lot? Because if they happen a lot, you need other types of support than if it's something you do very seldom. If it's something you do very seldom, well, then you need to add some support, maybe more help than what you would do if you do something on a regular basis. And this puts requirements on your final design. So thinking about these things under the umbrella activities is helpful. It's different from doing the activities we did before, but it's another way to try to address the important factors that may lead our design in certain directions. Time pressure. Activities there were, or even very easy things you do, may become quite difficult if there is a time pressure involved. If there are if the main group of activities, or if most activities are, let's say, not under any kind of time pressure, you can do it in your own time. Well, then you maybe don't need to think as much about, let's say, good affordances in the system as you would if there were very much time pressure involved. Does the activities involve distractions? Is there a good chance that you will be distracted? are the long sequences of actions that needs to be performed. It's nice to think about these things. Are there special requirements for response time? Do the activities involve a lot of cooperation? Well, if they do, you need to design for that. And you need to know about it. Are the activities well defined, or are they very vague? Are they critical? Are they error tolerant? Does it matter if you do mistakes? If it's really important that mistakes are not done? That would probably be a very strong design requirement that you would have to prioritize quite high. So by doing these types of analysis, you also get a feeling of what should we prioritize of the activities that we do. Is it a standalone thing, or is it based on input from other sources? These are all questions that you should ask when you do a PACT analysis. Physical environment, that where the system is going to be used. Is it only going to be used indoors under good light conditions, where you have a power source available? Or is it going to be used outdoors in different light conditions, when it rains, if it's dusty? So the physical context needs to be described, but also maybe the social context is important here. Privacy issues, for instance. Can you display very visibly on the screen private information? This may be an issue in some cases, and something you should think about when you for your learning management system, for instance. Will it be used on personal devices, or is there a chance that this system is going to be used on public devices? Then you would have to make sure that some of the information that you display also can be hidden in an easy way and not rediscovered by others. Social norms, is it a system that requires you to speak aloud to it all the time? Well, then it's probably very difficult to use it in some contexts, because it's usually not considered polite to do that. Or whatever. So a number of these things should be thought about, and all you also have, I guess, already now, and based on some of the usage scenarios that you created, you may have some idea about the technological limitations that are involved. What input systems will you have? Output systems? How should it communicate with the world? Not all these things are important in all connections, but it's let's say the framework of doing a PACT analysis is in many ways thought to be useful in just learning the imagined system in a better way. It can be done on several levels of product development. It may be a little bit difficult to do it on the stage you're on now, because you don't have any, you haven't actually done any prototyping, and you don't have a finished scenario. You haven't described your users yet, but you have a feeling about them. You have a feeling about the roles of users. You have a feeling about the context where the system is going to be used. You have a feeling about the available technology that you should base this on, also based on the scenarios that you described, maybe. And you have some ideas about activities. So what I'd like you to do now is to go through this P and A and C and T and think about some of these aspects, because this is another way of preparing the basis for the prototype and the finished learning management system that you'll propose in the end. There are many ways of doing this. One very common way is just to start just a very open discussion and do notes and then prioritize and just make one sheet for each of these letters. Another way of doing it, which I've seen quite often, is that people make some kind of they make four squares and then have an open discussion about the system based on the letters and then write things in the different cells. So there are different ways of doing this. And maybe the groups that we have now with very large groups is a bit too large for this task. So maybe you now should try to sit together in the original groups that you have, the work groups you have in this course. It's okay? Good. So that's what we're going to do now, a packed analysis of a learning management system. Yeah? Huh? You should use the understanding of this imagined system that you have already worked on. Yes, so it's the same context. But don't restrict yourself to that, because this is more like a general thing. It's... It's for after this, so there is nothing on personas and scenarios now. This is usually done after you have an idea about personas and scenarios, but we don't have that now. burning materials?
Yeah.
All right, everyone. I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a packet analysis example in learning resources or learning materials. It's an attached file, so that might be helpful.
So if you turn to the if you turn to the screen now, you can see another way of doing pact analysis. More than anything, it's another way to write things down, but maybe it can give you some ideas about the content and how they think about this. This is a pact analysis of a hospital remote or hospital TV remote control. Let's say that's what you're going to make or make here. It's a lot more concrete than the task you have now, of course. But as you can see, you have the same four boxes. We have people, we have activities, we have context, and we have technologies. And what they've done here is to for each of these of the you could say the headers that you can find in the on your PowerPoints, they have put down some relevant activities. For instance, some users of this system has bandaged hands, so it must support people with those in those situations. That's what they say here. Safety, it says, for instance, that I think it needs to be, you need to be able to clean it, for instance. Pact analysis can be many things, and pact analysis can be used on several levels of a project. Some of the examples, if you search for pact analysis, has to do with pure evaluation things of concrete systems. Others are on concrete small types of technology, but you will also find this being used quite early in the design phase, as you are now. It would, of course, have been much easier for you to do this pact analysis if you're doing it on Blackboard and we're sitting with Blackboard in front of you and with real users of Blackboard in front of you. But I'm sure that you will come up with some important design features also based on this conceptual level that you are in now. So maybe we can try to put the link for this one in as well. And of course, based on this, you could say that they're trying to structure out some key findings. It must be easy to use, it must be clean, and it must be signal specific. It needs only to operate on one TV and not conflict with other medical in equipment, for instance, which seems like a good idea. So this is one way of using it. No, I think it can easily be done in the format you are doing it now. It's the most common. This is a mind map thing, but the most common way to do it is to have four boxes or four different sheets. So that's the common way of doing it. Okay, I think we're about to wrap things up now. You only get to a certain point, I think, in this type of packed analysis. What I'd like you to do now is that, or till next time, we have a new meeting in 2 weeks' time. And in order to have something to work on there, what we'd like you to do is to try to develop some personas and make usage scenarios, not extremely concrete, not use cases that says something about the information flow or anything, but usage scenarios that should be supported by your by the tool that you're developing. We need that for you to be able to prototype things, because you can't do this in a vacuum. So take the post-it, the results from your post-it thing here now, make that into personas, make it into scenarios, and that's the stuff we're going to work with in 2 weeks' time. Okay? Thanks. Just to be clear on this, it's not an individual assignment. This, you do it in groups. The groups should develop personas and usage scenarios. So not individually, but in groups.